You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Alrighty, hour number three of our radio program. That's right. It's the last hour ever of the Zach Gelb Show right here on the Infinity Sports Network. I've been blown away by the calls today. Been blown away by the tweets, the messages, you know, during the break. Just got this nice message from Nate Burkhart. Yo, Zach, just wanted to share my appreciation for everything you gave us at CBS/Infinity Sports. I first heard you doing Eye on Football in 2021. While I was scanning for a sports station hungover and driving home from homecoming the year after I graduated college, I instantly became enamored with your style and passion for sports. A lot has changed for the better since then, but your show has been a constant companion ever since. Can't wait to see what you do next, and I'll be following you along wherever it is. Best of luck. And it was more than just this show that we did. Sure, this was the mainstay for me, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern time. Then 6 to 10 p.m. Eastern time. Then the last few years, 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern time. That was my main identity, was the Zach Gelb Show. But also, I would be on in the weekends when you're talking to a completely different audience. And I would be doing, for I think it was 3 years, the Eye on Football Show, which was the 8-hour studio show, game to game to game around the country. And those are some really fun shows. They really were. And then the last few years, since I stopped doing Eye on Football, just because it was too much to do the 8-hour show and then get back in and do the 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern time show. And I thought it, even though you're seeing all the games, you're not really able to hone in because you have to keep an eye on every game and you're going from stringer to stringer and there's a lot moving on. So I gave that up after doing it for 3 years, and I still wanted to be on the air on Sunday mornings. I still thought there was value to that. And I did Sunday Morning Football, which was the hour recap show of college, and then an hour NFL preview show. So whether it was the weekends, whether it was during the week, if you just saw me on social media, however you consumed our content, I do thank you. And yesterday it was all about bringing back the former hosts. Doug Gottlieb, Brian Jones, Chris Moore, DA, Marash, Amy, Scott Farrell, shake it up. And also, Taz, and we just had Jody Mack. I thought it was fun. With our network ending how we knew it, and what is it, December 29th, Westwood One Sports is going to launch their own network, it's not going to be the same. It's not. I'm not saying it can't work, because I do believe in national radio, and I believe in radio, and I'm not bitter, but it's not what you were accustomed to. I thought a lot would change when we got rid of the name CBS Sports, when it was no longer CBS Sports Radio. The operations, the day-to-day, and the people from CBS Sports Radio, really to the Infinity Sports Network, it did not change greatly. But this is totally different. And there are people that are going to be staying on. Pat Boyle, wish him nothing but the best. I know Carlos is doing some weekends. I know Stu's going to be doing some weekends. And those are people that I'll always be rooting for. So the listeners, though, I thought it was important to make today about them and let them have their say in what they wanted. But yesterday, I thought it'd be fun to kind of be nostalgic and just go back and hear all those stories and share all those memories. That's how I wanted to operate the last 2 days. And we came up with that idea. We executed, I thought, pretty much perfectly on Thursday. And then today, you guys are delivering, as you've always delivered. I didn't think I was going to sit here and just go segment after segment after segment and just be phone call, phone call, phone call, phone call, phone call. But it shows you how much the show has meant to you. Or whether it wasn't even that you listened to me and you would just hear me do picks with Pat Boyle or picks with DA, or I would jump on so-and-so's show. However we connected, we connected. And you came back. And you could reach out to me on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook and TikTok. And I try to respond to as many people as I can. And I try to make that a relationship that is more than just a radio show. And to hear what people have said in the last week and the response and the outpouring of love, I felt it. I felt it, and it's meant so much. And even though I wish I wasn't getting let go. I wish I had a job coming up next week or in 2 weeks. Obviously, that goes without being said, but I'm so forever grateful for these 8 years that we had together. And I don't know where I'm going next. I don't know what I'm going to do. It will be in the media landscape, but it won't be this. And what we had here, whether it wanted to be recognized or not, whether people wanted to embrace it or not, there was enough people that embraced it where this was special. And this was something that mattered. So yes, it's going to be different in 2 weeks. Yes, you will hear a new network on many of these stations that you're listening to right now. And it won't be Maggie Gray and Andrew Perloff. It won't be Bill Ryder. It won't be myself. It won't be JR. It won't be Bart Winkler. But there was also other hosts before that left the network and you adapted to us. So I understand. I'm not saying, hey, give the new network a chance. I'm not going to sit there and do their work and advocate for them. But there are still ways that we're going to be able to remain together. When, where, I don't know. Some of you may continue to listen to me. Some of you may never listen to me again. Because what we had here is so different, and it's such a niche audience that, yes, what we had is changing. What we had is coming to an end. And will I talk to some of you in the future? Of course. Will I see some of you in the future again? Of course. But it's never going to be the same fun that we had. And that's what this network was since it launched in January of 2013. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Let me go to Delta 9 Brian in North Carolina, a listener that I've met, tremendous guy. I love telling this story every time he calls in. He tried blue cheese for the first time in front of me and actually said it wasn't that bad because I'm a big blue cheese over ranch guy. Delta 9 Brian, how are you, my friend?
I'm good, Zach. How are you? And you know, yeah, I probably would never try blue cheese if it wasn't for you. And weed helps with that because I've tried a lot of new things. But I'll say that I probably never would have heard of you if you didn't do your picks competition with Mraz back on the DA show.
Yeah.
And I always loved Mraz, so I always stood up for him when you would bully him around. So I kind of thought you were a little bit of a villain, but then I grew to love you after a while and listening to you on your show and hearing your own style. And you're really just genuine and honest about everything, sports and life. And also, I've always thought you were a great interviewer. And whenever you'd see someone on your show that you'd interviewed, and if you'd notice, I would give you a DM with like someone's Hall of Fame bust because I went to the Hall of Fame. And I just love all your crew and everybody else involved. And so we're going to miss this, but I hope you start your own YouTube channel or something, and we'll get to see the next stage of your career.
Brian, much love. Really do appreciate it. And thank you for supporting the network throughout all the years that you did. All right, this is a throwback. I love seeing this guy on social media. Mac in Delaware. Mac, what's happening, my man?
Hey, what's going on, Zach, man? Hey, I was, and it's just, I don't know what to say, man. It's just, I've been calling everybody to wish them best you know, best of luck and everything. But, you know, this is really hard. But I just want to say to you, Zach, thank you for, you know, just being you, man. And like I said, hey, I, you know, fell in love with you from the beginning because, one, you're a Temple guy, and I got a, you know, a couple people, our family members and a couple friends that go to Temple. And I just, you know, just wanted to say that, man, you know, this is really, really hurtful, but I know that you will find your way because I know what type of person you are. You know, I never met you. I know I've been trying to get to the Bob's Bar. I've been trying to get out to different events, but, you know, I always wanted to, you know, get a chance to meet you and let, you know, pick your brain about Temple and, you know, stuff like that. But, Zach, I wanted to tell you, my man, I love you just like a brother. I know that, you know, you're a Patriot fan. I'm a Jaguar fan. So, you know, hey, I still love you.
Duval. But, right, maybe we'll meet in the playoffs this year. You know, if the Patriots play the Jaguars in the playoffs, Mac, and I'm available, let's go to the game together if the Pats play the Jaguars in the playoffs.
I, you know what? I appreciate it. I definitely will take that up on you. Okay. Yeah, I appreciate that.
If it happens, but, if it happens, you know where to find me, you know?
I know. And like I said, you know, I've been listening to you for a long time. And, you know, I've been with this, you know, sticking with this network, even though, you know, a lot of changes have been going on. But I just wanted to let you know that, you know, I really care about you, my brother, and I appreciate you. And like I said, you know, you, Pat, Mraz, you know, Pete, Andrew Bogus, you know, EJ, everybody. I've been, you know, shouting out everybody. And like I said, you know, when this comes to an end, I'm going to throw a tweet up there for you, my man. I appreciate you. And like I said, you know, you're a good brother, man. I appreciate everything. Thank you. And you take care.
Mac, much love. Thank you. And it's people like that that I feel for the most. So many people right there have listened to us all throughout the years. And as we have Craig Carden pop it on in. You wanna pop on in? You got a job or anything, you know, for me or anything like that? Craig Carden,
I just got a job.
I know, but, you know, can I be the food guy for the new show or something like that?
Well, we can talk.
Okay. I'm very disappointed.
You've had a great run, and your run will continue.
I'm convinced of it,
100%.
I'm very disappointed in you, though.
What did I
like, very, very upset with you.
What did I do?
Well, it's my last day here.
I'm here. You didn't ask me to be here.
No, but you're coming in. No Tellurcios?
Yeah, well, that's special. Best deli in the state of New Jersey.
I actually went to the program director's office, Ryan Hurley, before the show, and I said, I need to be a part-time employee because when Craig brings in food, I got to feed
my
fat ass.
I'm sure we can work something out.
How things been, all right?
Good, good. But you, listen, it's not over for you.
Oh, sure.
100%.
Yeah.
Could be a huge star. I believe that with all my heart.
Well, I appreciate it. So you excited for the new show?
Plus your mom's out there. If I didn't say that, she'd strangle me.
She's a pit bull. I'll tell you that.
Listen, I just told your dad he's very lucky.
Well, you know,
and she agreed.
You know who's on the line right now?
I do not.
To call in?
Who?
That's a fan favorite of ours.
Who's that?
John Fanta.
My guy!
John Fanta, what's happening?
Wow, what a pleasant coincidence and surprise all at the same time.
You just called me and told me to come in. What are you talking about?
Yeah, exactly. By the way, I'm down to be a part-time employee for any time you bring food in as well, but you might run out.
I'm sure NBC has a nice food program for you. You're fine.
Yeah, Josh Perry tells me you guys eat well over there, please.
You're just fine.
Well, you know what, though? One of the stories that shows how great of a human being and how relentless of a worker Zach Gelb is, and it's exactly why I would tell anybody, hire Zach Gelb, because I think he's absolutely outstanding. What he does is, Zach Gelb helped connect me to you, Craig Carden,
right.
to do
right.
some really fun TV and be involved with you and get on your show and whatnot. And that's Zach Gelb. Zach Gelb is an elite human being. He's outstanding at what he does. He builds connections. And I just wanted to call in and say thank you, Zach. Craig, you know I love you. Zach, you know I love you. And you're just getting started, Zach, because you never stop, man, and you deserve everything that's come your way and deserve everything that's going to come your way wherever your next stop is.
Well, John, hey, I really do appreciate that. You've been a great part of the show and being a guest for us, whether it was college basketball, the coaching searches and all that stuff, and then recently the college football. You know what I think about you, and I really do appreciate you calling on in.
Well, you guys are awesome, and I just think it says it all where the listeners, our jobs, We get to do our jobs. We get to do our jobs, and there's nothing, you could take nothing for granted. But the best part about what all of us do in different capacities is the people and the fans. And it says it all about you, these fans calling in from all over the country, what they have to say, because you resonate with them and you're going to continue to do so. So I'm always in your corner, and I can't wait for us to talk down the road.
John, thank you. Really appreciate it. Be well, all right?
Thanks, Zach. Thanks.
Any national hot takes you want to drop here?
He's going to big time you.
Fanta?
100%.
No, he won't.
Yeah.
He can't big time people.
He's got a baby now. He's got a network gig now. You're done.
He called me after he was moving.
Okay.
His phone was not charged, so it craps out. He called back an hour later.
Is that right?
Yeah. I would have said, I'm moving, can't
do it.
Is
what he should have did.
Yeah, but, you know,
he makes enough money to buy a charger.
Yeah.
Yeah. All good. I just wanted to say hi.
Appreciate it.
I know your parents are out there. Very proud of you. And you've accomplished a lot in a short amount of time. And there's a job out there for you for sure. And you pick yourself back up in January. And there's no doubt we'll hear you on the radio again.
You got it. Craigie, I will say this.
Yes.
I've learned from a lot of people just being around.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, whether it's, I know you may not like this, or this guy may not like you, Kirk Minahan, Sid Rosenberg, just like some guys that I've learned from, Angelo Cataldi, Mike and Chris, but learning and just watching you as a kid taught me an entertainment value really to this business. And, well, look, and that's something that I've always took
from appreciate
you.
That. You're putting on a show.
Yeah.
And if you don't treat it that way, you're not going to excel in it. And you're not going to stand out amongst a very crowded field. Anyone could come in here after, I say this all the time. A lot of people out there know a lot more sports than I do. Anyone could come in here after, like, last night's game. Let's debate, you know, the two-point play, and was it a good call, was it a bad call? And you could do a passionate rant on it one way or the other. The NFL screwed the Rams, whatever, right? But anyone can do that. It's what about all the other stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Can you do it or not? And do you prepare to do a show, and do you come in with an agenda and fulfill that agenda every single day? I've always said, I could take any guy off the street, and maybe he could do a good hour.
Mm-hmm.
But what are you doing tomorrow?
Yeah.
And very few people can do it. And I think you're one of the good ones that can.
And during COVID, I used some material of yours.
Nice.
Because I was doing the show from the basement and all that stuff. We're all home. And this guy called in and he goes, Scott Gelb, how are you? And I go, all right, I've heard Craig did this when I was a kid, when people call you Chris Carter.
Yeah.
So I go, let's do a little quiz here.
Right.
All right. Lawrence, give me your first name, Amy. Rome, give me the first name, Jim.
Yeah.
Amanda Laura, the guy said Mraz, he meant to say Damon. And then I go, Gelb, he goes, Scott. And I go, nope. And he felt really embarrassed.
At least he was listening though, right?
Yeah. Love me or hate me, I don't care, just listen.
That's it. I will be good.
I'll
tell your parents you're okay.
Yeah, you got it. Extra fried ravioli from Delirious.
If you come back in a day that we have it here, I'll make sure you get some.
Okay. Just give me a little text.
Here's the real test.
Wohop and Tellurcio's coming.
I got
in.
You. Wohop's a 2 in the morning thing, not a midday thing. Great Chinese restaurant downtown New York. Here's the real test for you. And this is going to be like a moment in life that you're not going to forget. It could go one of two ways.
Yeah.
And it's not even up to you. When you come back here at some point, let's say after the holidays, right?
Sure.
Take a little break, kind of get yourself together, make a plan for what's going to be next. And you decide to pop in on a random Wednesday in January. Does your key card still work?
Yes, because I'm already lined up some part-time shows at the fans.
There you go.
So I think it's supposed to. I got the email from
so
HR.
Sure.
You're not getting let go anymore. You're just transitioning.
Okay.
I didn't know I was transitioning.
Because I was at Fox News today.
Oh, it didn't work.
And my card for the first time ever didn't work.
Well, if you're listening on Awful Announcing, Craig Carden is not happy and he demands that Zach Gelb gets a nice high-paying job. That's what he just said.
At Awful Announcing.
Yes. Awful Announcing,
go.
Barrett Media, yeah, whoever.
All good. All right, be well.
You
have
got
a great
it. Thanks, Craig. Yep. Appreciate it. We'll take a timeout. We'll come on back. Two more segments to play. Zach Gelb here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm just looking at the rundown on the final show, what we were supposed to talk about. We were supposed to lead with the Seahawks defining the NFL season as basically it looked like they were going to get blown out by the Rams, and the Seahawks somehow ended up winning that game, and there's really no one that you really believe in the NFL right now, and you could definitely say he's a great team, and you could guarantee him he's going to the Super Bowl. If I had to make a Super Bowl prediction today, I guess whoever gets a number one seed in the NFC. And that to me, and I know last year, right, the Lions got and they lost to the Commanders. The Rams, though, they keep on blowing these games to the Eagles and now the Seahawks. So I would have said yesterday, Rams-Bills, honestly. because the AFC is wide open with the Patriots and the Broncos and the Jaguars and the Texans, and maybe it's just Josh Allen's year. But geez, we were supposed to lead the show with that. Then I was supposed to go through the college football playoff bracket. I do think for this weekend, Alabama will beat Oklahoma. Obviously, I'm going to take the two big schools going up against a G5 with Oregon beating James Madison. Hot take, I know. And then Ole Miss beating Tulane again. But tomorrow in the morning, or right at noon Eastern time, I think a lot of people are going to take Miami. I'm going to go the Aggies of A&M. And I think Georgia's going to win the national championship. Then we were just supposed to do a news brief. Then we're supposed to get NFL picks from Bob Gelb, my dad. That's not going to happen. We did have him in studio, though. And when we get to my picks, I'll give them out at some point by the end of the show. Actually, I'll give them right now. I think the Niners laying 5.5 points. I'm 7 games over .500 for the year. The Niners laying 5.5 against the Colts. The Eagles laying 7 against the Commanders. And I'll take the Chargers plus 1.5 against the Cowboys. Then we're supposed to talk about is Kalen DeBoer's job on the line tonight. I don't think he's going to be the next Michigan coach. I really think it's going to be Kenny Dillingham. Then do some predictions. One last onside offside. Mike and Stu say goodbye, and then I say goodbye. Well, it's 5:25 p.m. Eastern time. We haven't done 6 things that we were supposed to do today. And why? It's because of you. I wasn't expecting to sit here and just do call. But the amount of calls we got today, I thought I was going to be an emotional wreck in the final segment. Maybe I still will be. I was very emotional start the show. I was crying on the air. But then hearing you guys cry, it just means so much to me that I think I got all the emotions out of my system. But once again, this show does not succeed from 2 to 6, from 6 to 10, from 3 to 6 during the week, to on the weekends, Ion football, Sunday morning football, without your support. And you guys, as always, delivered. On the last day, you delivered the best you've ever delivered with just the way that you've been able to talk about your appreciation for the show. Now, I have a great crew. I had a great crew when I was doing weekend overnights with Ben Horowitz and James Graceffa. I had a great crew when I did 6 to 10 p.m. Eastern time, and it started with Mike Biseglia and Tom DiBenedetto, and then eventually Ryan Hickey and Connor Green, who was also working in there for a little bit with us. And Stu was even on that show during the pandemic. I have so many people during the pandemic. But when I got here from 3 to 6, Spike said to me, Santa's your producer, Stu's your board op. And he goes, this is the right team. And I agree. It was the right team. And we had a lot of good memories in the last 2.5, 3 years, whenever they officially named me the host of the show. And they made me do that interim crap for about 6 or 7 months. But that wasn't even intentional, by the way. So I would be remiss if I didn't allow Samter to say goodbye, who's been with the network since the inception, and then also Stu, who has worn so many different hats and is like the ultimate, just grind it out, doesn't want any credit type of guy. And I it's tough for me to put it into words with you guys. And Samter, right, we've had our battles, we've had our good moments, we've had our bad moments, but I always knew that you wanted to do what was in the best interest of the show. And to see the softer side of you, too, with your wife and your kids is also pretty damn cool as well. And your adorable daughter, who's just making her YouTube debut, by the way. So if you want Samter to be able to afford some diapers for next year, hit the YouTube chat. Send. Now, we probably won't even see any of that money. Let's just be real. So my relationship with Samter even started before we got paired together, because I think Samter always respected how I book guests, and I always respected how he book guests. And we would constantly just exchange contacts. And then Stu, I was Stu's boss at 920 The Jersey. I didn't even know it because he was just there on the weekends. And then when Stu got here, he came up to me and he was like, hey, Zach, I know you from 920 The Jersey. I was like, what, you do? Oh, my God. And Stu's become a close friend. And through the years, through different iterations of the show, Stu has worked side by side with me. And I think in a business where a lot of people are about themselves and their own brand, Stu has always been about what's in the best interest of our radio network. So I can't thank you guys enough. I'm going to miss working with you day in and day out. I know we'll probably keep on texting each other and seeing each other here and there, but it's not going to be the same. So the floor is yours. Stu, Samter, whichever one of you want to go first, just to kind of reflect on everything and say what you want to say.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll still get those Arizona State texts from Mike. You know that's going to happen.
At 2:30 in the morning, the worst loss I've ever seen. Oh, just devastating.
Yeah, obviously, thank you, Zach, and there's a few people I do want to thank. I was not here from the exact start of the network in 2013. But I interned fall of 2013. So I believe I was the second intern class. And then I interned for, you know, 3-4 months. And then the following year, the following football season in 2014 is when I got hired. So really it was David Marinick, who we had on yesterday. Like you said yesterday, the backbone of the network. He was the one who hired me as an intern. He's the one who hired me as a part-timer, along with Eric Spitz. Those are by far the two best bosses I've ever had, and I obviously thank them so much for all of that. As I alluded to in my, I put out a tweet a little while ago, if I tried to thank every single person here I worked with, that would be impossible.
Yeah.
Because I've worked with pretty much every full-time host. I worked with Doug Gottlieb. I've worked with Jim Rome. I worked with Bill Ryder. I worked with JR. I worked with Bart. I worked with all the guys on the weekend, Maggie and Perloff, and now, of course, you. So, like you said, I worked with Pharrell part-time a little bit, too. Amy, pretty much every host that is hosted on this network, I have worked with. I've worked with a lot of people, and it's been a wild ride. And you know, these past 2 years, Zach, it's been a lot of fun. I really appreciate your show. I really appreciate you, you know, believing in me, and like you kind of alluded to a few minutes ago, we will still text, we will still be in contact, and I definitely now consider you a friend. So I thank you for that. Host, but more so now, friend.
Yeah, no longer a coworker either. That was really nice of you, Stu. It really was, and I'm glad that we had that last trip together at Army-Navy Radio Row
and
had an opportunity to drink some beers and some old-fashions as well and kind of soak in our sorrows that have been happening around here for the last few months. All righty, let's get to Moist Mike. No, I'm just kidding. Let's get to Michael Samter, who has been with the network since the inception. All these different shows, the best producer when it comes to guest booking that the network has ever seen, and obviously someone that has a really impressive radio resume and always loved being a part of all the shows that he was on. Samter, the floor is yours whenever you want it.
Yes, what just happened is just showing how my life has changed in the decade and a half that I've been doing radio, and in the 13 years I've been at the station. I started out as a single man moving from Arizona to New York, and now I've got this little monkey back behind me, Alexandra, who was asking me to help her with her Peppa Pig videos right before I was supposed to give my goodbye. It's such a perfect microcosm of what my life has become and the journey that I've been on. Yes, I mean, Peppa Pig is like, she has a British accent at this point. It's unbelievable. But yeah, I mean, honestly, man, it has been such a ride. And when we started this network back in 2013, there was an expectation. The lineup was second to none. I mean, it was Tiki Barber, Brandon Tierney, Dana Jacobson, John Feinstein, New York Times bestselling author, Jim Rome, the legend, Doug Gottlieb, who was as big in the college basketball world as you could possibly imagine. Scotty Farrell was an absolute beast, DA overnight. It was just such an incredible lineup. And there was so much hope and there was so much excitement about what the network could become. And then as time went on, I don't know if it's because radio is kind of seeing its twilight as a medium in general because of the rise of podcasting and digital and TV and all the other things that go into it, TikTok. But we've seen this slow decline back into where we are now. And I don't think it's an issue with Odyssey. I don't think it's an issue with CBS Sports Network or Infinity Sports Network. I just think it's the world that we live in right now. And unfortunately, we're the ones who are going to be suffering the brunt of it. But at the end of the day, I mean, you know, there's the saying, life's a journey, it's not a destination, right? And for so long, I've always been a destination person. Where am I going? What am I doing? And this was the first time in my life, this network and these shows that I worked on, Tiki, Brandon, Dana, Maggie, Perloff, and Zach, now you, with Stu, it's the first time that the journey meant more to me than the destination. Mm. That I felt more connected to what I was doing in the moment rather than looking at the future and thinking about what was next. This was about enjoying every single second that we were doing it. And our lives have changed so significantly over these past 13 years. I got married. I got a kid who is the love of my life. She is absolutely the most beautiful thing in the world. She's wearing her Minnie Mouse shirt. Alexandra, say hello. Hi, Alex. Hey, Alexandra, say hi to everybody. Hi. Yay. But at the end of the day, man, it's been an honor and a pleasure working with you. You talk about the battles that we had. Yeah, we had battles.
But they were in a good place.
What happened? We're watching more videos. But even the battles, and every host I've ever had, I've had battles with.
Yeah.
Ask Brandon Tierney. Ask Brandon Tierney, right? Ask Maggie, ask Perloff. I've had battles with everybody. Ask Ack, ask everybody. But the battles are what makes the show great.
Sure.
Right? Because you're pushing me to be better, and I'm pushing you to be better in a way that I think that you need to be better. And, of course, you know, you're a strong personality, I'm a strong person. It's going to clash. But at the end of the day, we worked great together. We were friends first, which was so important. And I've loved my career. I've loved working at this network. And I've loved working with you. It's been a complete honor. It's been a privilege. It's sad to think, because this is probably the end of my radio career. You know, my future, it feels like it's going to be in somewhere else, some other industry, some other medium. So this feels like my last day ever in radio. And I started in 2007 in Arizona at KGME and then KTAR in Arizona Sports. I worked for the Arizona Cardinals, the Arizona Rattlers, Westwood One Sports, and now here. And I've been all over the place. I've worked with everyone, and I've made amazing friends along the way. So this is a sad moment for me, not just saying goodbye to the show, not saying goodbye to the network, but saying goodbye to a career that I built over 20 years. And maybe it extends on, but I think this is the end. And I want to thank all of you guys for listening. Psych Mamter, for all you guys making fun of me and calling me moist in the chat. Like, it's a term of endearment. You don't make fun of people that you don't like. You make fun of your friends. You make fun of your family, right? You do it because you can, because it's endearment and it's love, and it's all reciprocated, and I felt the same way towards you. It was a love relationship always, and Zach, I appreciate it. Thank you very much. And with that being said, Mike Samter, signing out.
The passion that you've had and your heart, I think, has always been in the right place. And your work ethic in terms of getting us what we need to get done, there was always a care out of it from both of you. And that's something that I thank so much with both of you and the time that we've had together. I'll take one more call, and then I'll give you my sign-off at the end after a Crystal Press, the award-winning update. Phil Simonson, huge show coming up 30 minutes from now, another award-winning update, 888-710. Go ahead.
You can hear my laugh off mic there.
I listened to driving in on a lot of Saturday nights. We want huge opinions. Another award-winning update coming up in 30 minutes. Who was the guy? With Mike McCann. It was always. Well,
I'll tell you, Mike McCann had award-winning pipes. That's for sure. Yeah. He still does.
There's no doubt about that. 888-710-4476. Let me quickly go to Mike in Chicago. Mike, I believe you will be the last caller in the history of the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network, so no pressure.
Well, I'll tell you what, I've been thrown out of more places than junk mail in my life. I'm turning 81 on January 5th, Vietnam vet and veteran of health and holistic medicine for going on 28 years now. And I'm here in Tucson on AM 1290. I just found it the other day. You guys, it's a shame you're going off the air, but I've got a background in training where my athletes very rarely get injured. And it was because of a stretching coach out of Florida, Aaron Mattis, where I got my training on bulletproofing my athletes. And this is what the issue is here. With all these issues, especially these non-contact issues, like Micah the other day, I don't get it, you know, that these people don't go to a training regimens like Tom Brady, how he lasted so long with a nutritionist on his staff, juicing every day and probably stretching and some light weights, no anaerobic exercises that just...
Mike, really do appreciate the phone call. Thanks so much. That's the last call in the history of the Zach Gelb Show. What a moment right there. Let me tell you. And at least he mentioned Tom Brady, and he gave something popular to Tom Brady.
And Tom Brady juicing. I know what he meant, but it's just the double entendre
there. I thought he was
there.
Talking about OJ or something like that. But a happy birthday, and thank you so much for your service. We had so many great phones. It's like when I was doing post-game on the Fanatic in Philadelphia. after the Eagles won the Super Bowl. Not one person cursed. One guy called in from Israel. He's like, this is effing awesome. And I go, oh, you can't say that on the radio. That was the only guy that we had cursed. That's
called
the last.
From Israel on the, after the Eagles won the Super Bowl?
Wow. And the only guy that cursed.
Dedicated
and then the last
show.
I wasn't really a listener. It's a shame you guys are going away. Right. But
I just found you.
How about these guys that stretch? I thought that was like a Bob Wiley prank or something.
Man.
Oh, my God.
Tom Brady juicing.
So we'll come on back. We got one more segment to play. It is the Zach Gelb Show. I guess that's the last call. Potentially. I don't know. Someone else wants to call it 88710-4ISN, 88710-4476.
You might need to top that one.
I don't know. I think that's it's a good way to go out.
Sure.
I'll give you my thoughts on the show ending next. Update time here, CeeLo. Welcome back in. It is the final segment of the Zach Gelb Show right here on the Infinity Sports Network. It's time to answer Ask the Pros question of the day, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Alex in Connecticut says, Zach, what's your favorite network memory? You can submit a question by tweeting at INSportsEd or at Zach Gelb using the hashtag Ask the Pros. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto Parts. We had so many, and I think people would expect to be like, oh, a viral interview. But me yelling at Brian McKeon, I thought was maybe one of my funniest, when he was trying to get me to do this read that I already did. And I was in the middle of a rant about the NBA draft lottery, and then I just erupted, pay attention! Like, I'm a professional broadcaster! Stop telling me to get to the read! I already did the read! That was actually maybe, probably, yeah, I'll go with it, my favorite network memory. Anyway, all kidding aside, this show has meant so much to me. I got here when I was 23 years old. And it would not have happened if I didn't run into Eric Spitz, who I knew for years, obviously, since I was growing up as a kid. And I saw him at the Super Bowl in the year where the Eagles were playing the Patriots. And I was doing postgame on 97.5 The Fanatic. And he said, hey, I have this opportunity for you. Paul Nanos is leaving. We want you to do the weekend overnights, or at least audition for it. And I auditioned for it. I did a Friday into Saturday, Saturday into Sunday, back-to-back weekends, and I ended up getting the gig. I remember I was in Princeton, New Jersey, was getting ready to do my show. Spitz called me. I was in the studio, got the gig, and I didn't look back. And I left. I told my boss, he's like, you're leaving a job for 2 days a week. David Bevin's a great boss. And I go, but I'm also getting 35 fill-in shifts, and I made the most of the opportunity. And I was here for a year and 8 months. I did everything I could, making national headlines all over the place. And I thought I had to leave. And I thought I had to leave to go to Sirius because I never thought I was going to get promoted in a year or two. And I thought I did everything I could in that 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern time slot. I left. And then a month into me going to Sirius, which is part-time 5 days a week, I get a call from Mark Chernoff. And he goes to me, can you get out of your gig? Can you? I have a job for you. I won't tell you what it is. And then he called me back 2 months later, and it was 6 to 10 p.m. Eastern time. And doing that show every day, when that network lineup made the change, the press release was like D.A., Pat McAfee, and Zach Gelb, you know, moving around on the lineup. It was so cool. Then the world changed, and the business changed, and we had to do the show from home. And then we came back into the studio. For some reason, Amy and I were like knocking down at the doors to get back into the studio. And the show really took off from 6 to 10 p.m. Eastern time. And eventually, when DA left to Sirius, they promoted Maggie and Perloff to the mornings. They asked me to do 3 to 6. And it's been a blast. I have so many people to thank, and I know I'm running out of time. My bosses here at Odyssey, my original bosses, Mark Chernoff and Eric Spitz, Spike Eskin, Ryan Hurley, Jeff Sottolano, Pete Bellotti, Chris Olivero, and the conversations I have had with Chris throughout many years, but really last few months have meant a lot to me. David Marinick, who is the backbone of this network. I'll even thank the folks at Westwood One. I've had a good partnership with Bruce Gilbert. I didn't like how it ended, but I've had a good partnership with Bruce for many years, and I respect him for always sending us out there on the road. Because without Bruce, we would not have gone to the Super Bowl every year. We would not have gone to the Final Four every year. So I thank him. Adam Schifrin in sales. We've had a great working relationship. I know that he hasn't been with the company for years, but Howie Denaroff has always helped us out here at the network. The engineers that get provided to us on location at events, JT, Frank, Bobby, Dan, Gary, I know I'm going to forget some of you, but you guys and the fun that we had on the road and the places we went to with the Sphere and all that stuff, the draft and getting barbecue, are memories that I'm always going to going to hold fondly. And then the people who worked on the show, Ryan Hickey, who him and I, we had some great on-air battles, which is always a part of the show, and he was a phenomenal producer. I already said my thanks, obviously, to my guys now, and Michael Samter and Stuart Kovacs, my original producer and board ops, in Mike Biseglia and Tom DiBenedetto, people that have worked on the show. I tried to get everyone. I know I'm going to forget somebody, so if I do, I apologize. Ack, CeeLo, Ike Feldman, Chris Thomas, James Graceffo, and Ben Horowitz, my original Weekend Overnight producers, Cap, Gallo, Marco Belletti, Bob Huesler, Nick Theodoro, Carlos with the K, EJ, Nico, Brian McKeon, Boyle, Manny, Colton, Chris Hess, Scarpacci, Moriello, Armstrong, Ray Jarvis, Connor Green. There's just so many people that have worked on this show. And I probably forgot at least like 10 of you. But this was a show for some reason, because I was easy to work with, that management put people on to train. And I always loved doing a show that puts so many different voices on. People say, oh, why do you put your producer and board op on? Because they give different opinions. And this is a family that we had. And this network really is a family. I'd also like to thank my agent, Mark Lepselter. I'd like to thank my family, my girlfriend, my mom and my dad, who are both here today, my sister, my brother-in-law, my beautiful niece, Raquel, my aunts and my uncles, my grandparents, my grandma Purple, who's still living, and, you know, my grandma Joni and grandpa Sandy, who listened every day, and unfortunately, within the last year, they passed away. They were always big supporters of mine. So, most importantly, and obviously, I could sit here, and I could thank my dad and Ray Martell, Mike Francesa, Christopher Mad Dog Russo, Sid Rosenberg, Angelo Cataldi, who I interned for, Kirk Minahan, Craig Carden, who joined us today, people I learned from and taught me how to do this. But I could be taught everything, and I could do this job really well, and I could bring passion, opinions, knowledge, entertainment, compelling sports talk, and the best industry guests, but this doesn't work without the listeners. And with what is happening, the people that get screwed over the most are the listeners. Because you reach out to us, you expect us to be there, and unfortunately, out of my control, we're not going to be there. And I feel terrible about that. Absolutely terrible about that. But the support you've given me from weekend overnights, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern time, 6 to 10 p.m. Eastern time, 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern time, you've always been there. And I don't know what's next. I'm excited for the future. Please stay in contact. Twitter and Instagram, at Zach Gelb. TikTok, at The Zach Gelb Show. But you guys, you're really the reason why this network had so much success. Because this is the best listenership that has ever been around in national radio. Through all the shows. You know, I feel terrible for what a lot of my colleagues are going through. But there's going to be better days. And I can't wait to connect with you once again. So for the final time on what was CBS Sports Radio and now is the Infinity Sports Network, this is The Zach Gelb Show. Happy holidays. A happy new year, whatever you celebrate. But most importantly, I thank you so much for listening throughout all the years. I love you. I miss you. And we will talk again real soon. I'm Zach Gelb for the final time on the Infinity Sports Network. Have a great night, everybody. Bye-bye. Peace.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.